Welcome back to Rattler Stadium. It is football week two, and this is the Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Coaches Show with Coach Lee Fedora. Coach, let's go back to last Saturday night, your season opener here at Rattler Stadium. Nueva Leon comes in for a second week in a row. I know after you looked at the film, let's talk a little bit about what you saw on the film from high above after the 49-12 win.
Well, you know, on the field watching, there was a lot of things that I thought we needed to get fixed and this and that. And but going back and watching film, that's when it's great. There wasn't as many mistakes as we thought. You know, guys were going to the proper deal. So a lot of it is very fixable. And, you know, so we got to watch the film with the kids. Of course, it was different having it on Saturday. We had to watch film on Monday with the kids and everything. So going over all that and getting prepared, it was able to see a lot of things that we can get fixed. And that's what you like after a game, is it's fixable. It's not like it's a lack of effort and those type things.
Let's go back to the opening drive of the football game. Obviously, there's butterflies. It's the opening drive. You're on defense. It looks like you're going to get a three and out, but then your defense gets woken up a little bit because Nueva Leon drives the ball all the way down to the one-yard line. What'd you see in that series? And, of course, a great stop on a fourth and one.
Well, we weren't pleased with that opening series because our goal is always to get a three and out on the opening possession. And, you know, too many times we did a great job on first down and second down and got them in third and longs, and we gave up big plays to give them first downs. You know, we jumped off sides a couple times. But, you know, I was pleased with our kids that once they got down there on the goal line, they had a, you know, four down stop to turn it over and gave the offense the ball back with no points on the board. You know, you hate that it was on the 1 yard line and you had to drive 99 yards, but I was proud of the way our kids did it and got the stop. A lot of them could have laid down, let them score, and that's not the way you want to start a game.
You got to be impressed with your passing game for a first game. I think Epler was on and some great catches out there. You could have done a highlight film just in the first game with some of the catches that were made.
Well, a lot of that is all what you do during the summer with 7-on-7, working on timing and things, and then all during 2-a-day. So I was pleased with it. You know, and that was one thing standing on the sideline watching, was questioning a lot of our pass protection and stuff. But after we went back and watched film, it wasn't too bad. There was just kind of sometimes we put our head down and our feet got together and that type deal. You know, a couple times Shelton's one of those young men, he wants to be coached up and corrected on things. There were some great scrambles he made, but after we watched film, he scrambled too early. You know, the protection was there. He could have stayed in and went to his check down, and those are things he's learned on. I've seen him work hard on that all this week in practice.
I ask you after the game about your impressions of your young secondary, and after looking at the film, sort of reassess that.
Well, I thought they did overall a good job. There was a couple times miscommunication on alignment and getting proper stance and that type deal. But, you know, when you get a pick six and you do things like that, that's big for those guys. And we know with those young guys, it's just going to be game to game. The more experience they get, the more confident they have in each other. But the biggest thing we saw is it's just got to do a lot of communication where everybody's on the same page.
Before we talk about the game tonight against Houston Yates and go on to the next segment, after I visited with you on Saturday night, I go up to the booth and Tim and I are wrapping up the show, and I look down on the field, and it was the first time I've seen it, but Tim said it happened last year, and I just thought it made such a great statement about high school football. Your quarterback, Epler, and Dixon out there on the field, shaking hands, high-fiving with the Nueva Leon team, taking pictures. They must have been out there for 30, 40 minutes, just having a great time with those guys. I think that obviously says something about your own leadership of this program, but also that these kids and what Friday Night Lights means to them.
Well, it is a neat deal. And what we tell our kids all the time, when we go across that white line, it's a fight. And, you know, they're your opponent, but it's not about them. It's about ourselves. And then when that game is over, you know, it's about playing the game of football and showing that class. And that's what Navasota Rattler football is all about. And, it's time to where the game is over and everybody hopefully was healthy. And then it's about relationships. And, you know, I spoke to their team. It was kind of different because you got to have a translator that was sitting there translating for me. But what I told them is how impressed I was with them, that they had a lot of fight. They never gave up. And I told them, you know, they're going to have Rattler Nation fans supporting them the rest of their season, and you know, hopefully they'll have a great season. But I was proud to see our kids out there, you know, taking a lot of pictures with them and showing the type of class that we have in this program.
One more question before we go away from that, and we talked about this also on Saturday night, is this was a good football team that you played, far different than the one that you played a year ago. This is probably the kind of competition that you were more looking forward to in a first game.
Well, no doubt. And talking to their head coach before the game, you know, the big difference this year, they had 75% of their kids back. Last year was kind of a whole new team. And so you can tell that, and he said they got a lot more work with them in the summer, preseason type deal. You could see the strength in them. I mean, you know, their offensive line, defense line, they had some 6'4 kids that were, you know, in the 300-pound range, very strong and physical. You could definitely see that their skill guys have come a long way. They're a lot better at skill position. Overall, I thought they were a lot better team, and we needed competition like that early on.
The Texas Farm Bureau Insurance pregame show with Coach Lee Fedora, the Navasota Rattlers, and the Yates Lions tonight. Talk about this Yates team, what you know about it. They finished 7-4. They were a playoff team last year. They lost in the first round to Brenham. Last year went pretty much your way. Lots of points scored down at Yates. Talk about the Yates team and how they're different than last year.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, Coach Caesar does a great job with their program and their kids. I mean, you know, to go 7-4, of course, facing Brenham in the first round, that's tough. Brenham's a great football team, but you will see when you go out on the field against these young men tonight, they're going to have a lot of athletes and a lot of guys that can make big plays. You know, their quarterback's one of those guys that he's got legs and he can take off and run at any time. So it's going to be one of those games we know we've got to come out and focus about ourselves. We got to make sure we're playing our style of football, not worrying about what they're doing offensively, defensively. We just got to play our structure, but we're going to see a very athletic team and guys that are going to be pretty physical with a lot of speed.
Last year in their losses, they gave up a lot of points. It's right there on the sheet. But in their wins, they were able to score a lot of points. Is their defense better this year than last year? Does it look like?
Yeah, it looks like they got, you know, kind of a overall good look at when you look at their score from last week. You know, it was a tight game and not many points were put on them. And I think the reason they lost that game, they had two turnovers on their own, right around their own goal line going into you know, trying to drive out, and they get an interception that was tipped up, and then they fumble into the end zone. That's how they gave up those points. So you can see it wasn't really on their defense. Their defense did a great job. So we know we've got to come out offensively. Again, we just got to play our style, do what we do, and whatever they play defensively, we got to take what they give us.
Yates opened with a 14-6 loss to Wheatley last week. Talk about your team and their health. I know you held Sammy Blair out of the ball game last Saturday night. How is he, and how's the health overall of your team?
Well, good thing is we've got through the game against Nuevo Leon and all through this week of practice healthy. Sammy's doing a lot better in his rehab. I'm going to probably hold him out again this week because we just got to get him back 100%. You know, when you have a tweaked hamstring, you got to make sure you get that cleared up, or it's something you could keep tweaking. But he's doing a good job doing his rehab and staying out there in practice, watching the guys and making sure he's ready when he's ready to get back. But it's good for some of these young guys having to step up in those positions and get playing time.
I said last week that we would talk this week about your kicking game. And now that you have a game under your belt, talk about your impressions from Saturday night of your kicking game and just overall. I know you got some new faces in there.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we'll start off with the field goal. There were some things we got to get fixed, you know. It's the first real game for Ivan Moran, and he did some good things. You know, he missed one extra point, so those things we got to get fixed and do better at that we worked on a lot this week. The one thing is I got on our kids about our kickoff coverage. I wasn't very pleased with it. There was a couple times we did a great job. Other times we got lackadaisical. So I pretty much changed out of the 11. I put about 8 new guys on the field, and we worked about that this practice, and I told the kids if we're not seeing the effort we need, we'll put a new group out there. Because special teams to me is just as important as everything else. And, you know, the punt game, we only had to punt once. I know it's different when you got a quarterback back there punting. It's new for Shelton, but he's back there and he's getting better each and every week. Main thing is that, and making sure we have good protection and doing those type things. But overall, you know, when you look back at the kickoff return, I thought we did a great job on the ones that we got back. You know, Eric Lattimore took one back in for a touchdown and those type things. And we've got those threats in the back there that we could take it back at any time.
Last week, going back to last week again, I know I'm hopping around, but some big drives. I think you had, was it 3 or 4 scoring drives that were over 90 yards? Field position didn't seem to bother you much next week. As the season goes on, you're obviously going to want to be looking for better field position to start downs with.
Well, we tell our offense all the time, it doesn't matter if you got it on our own 1 yard line or we got it on the other 1 yard line. It doesn't matter. We just got to execute our game. A field is a field. And big thing is just getting first downs. Definitely when we get the ball on the 1 yard line and having to drive 99 yards, our big goal is to get a couple first downs to where we don't put our defense in a bad situation, field position. We definitely like to pin a team down on the other end, but I was very pleased with our long drives and putting it together to do the things we need to do to pick up the yardage and get the scores.
It's the Navasota Rattlers and the Yates Lions. We're about to kick it off. Tim Schnettler and I will be back and get you ready for kickoff. We've been visiting with Coach Lee Fedora right here on the Texas Farm Bureau Insurance pregame show. Thank you, Coach. We'll be back in just a minute.